Being recorded.
Isaiah 55:11. God said, my word that has gone forth out of my mouth, they shall not return unto him void. So you and I saw that Genesis chapter 1, 1 to 3, the old chapter of Genesis 1 and 2 was answering, showing us one says everything God called they were so, they appear. And God said, let Adam that I created like me operate indeed like me. And so we saw a man, a just man, enforcing divine decree, because that is what we are doing this morning concerning the summit, enforcing divine decree of God. Adam, everything that answered to God answered to him. In the same way with my word, I set it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. Abraham was in charge of his house, operated under authority, but gives divine charge because he took charge. When Adam was still taking charge, everything he took charge over. Because in order to enforce divine decrees, beloved, we have to be under the divine charge of the Almighty God, so that our decree can work and we can see the manifestation of every word of God that we say. God said it is paramount for us to know that when his decree goes out, they do not return back without answering to themselves, without producing the result that he sent them to accomplish on the earth. And therefore, Adam operated, the first Adam operated like God, and everything answered to him that he called for. And beloved, we saw in the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, it said in John chapter number 6, verse number 63, John 6, 63, Jesus said, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are alive. The spirit alone gives life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words that I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. They are life giver. The very life of God that he breathed into man, when the word of God comes to us as we believe, as Christians, beloved, the same potent power of God enter inside of us. that you and I can operate as God enforcing divine decrees. Jesus said, the word that I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. They have the irresistible power, undeniable force to accomplish, beloved, whatsoever they have been sent to do. In any place, at any time, they are divine decrees that speak through the blood of Jesus. They are spirit and they are life because Christ died and he rose up again. They are spirit because the Holy Spirit, the indwelling power of God, the Spirit of God that performs the word of the Lord, has now taken our body as his dwelling place to operate from. He said, know ye not that your body is the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth within you? Know ye not that your body is the temple of God and the Spirit of the Lord dwelleth within you? Know ye not. It is possible not to know. If we not, we will not be told. Know ye not. Do you not know? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the living God and the Spirit of the Lord dwelleth within you? Your body is the temple of the living God. That is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because it now, that breath of God is now inside of me. When I yoke myself with Christ, know ye not? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You don't belong to yourself. You belong to the one that inhabits you, and I belong to the Ancient of Days, to the Lion of the tribe of Judah, to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to my Maker, to the Only One of Israel, my God, to the one whom all things answer to the one whom none can receive his word or receive his power, to the one who is mighty and mightier than the sons of many waters, to the Almighty God, the El Elyon, the El Shaddai, the Prince of Peace, the Governor among the nations, the one who has the final authority, Lord, in all places and at all times. Beloved, he said, your temple is the, your body is the temple of the Holy God, of the Only One of Israel, of the God who speaks and everything has into beyond the Gekusoto, Leprenika Kusoto, Isopia, Atua, Asoto, Otua, Endegege Lebrus Ote, Isu Atua, Endegege Lebrus Ote, Isopia. A temple is compared to a place that people go into. The temple of God is an habitation of God. It's a place of his worship. When we look at the temple in Jerusalem, beloved, God said, I put my name here. Anybody that calls me from here, he said, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. In the same manner that Genesis 2 helps us to see in verse number 6, living just man, lifeless object, beloved, the Creator creates a just man, and his life regenerated in him, the very life of God that makes him to operate as God. I want you to lift up your voice, and I want you to say to the Lord this morning, let the recreative power of the Most High God, the generative power of the Holy Spirit, to the breath of God, Lord, enter into my life by divine revelation this morning. It's the PN to the Zato. On the Etua, Atua, Atua, Iso Pruta, Sapioto, On the Gelibus Ode, Iso Pi Atua, Asotue, Ella Pio, Otua, Asotue, En the Gekutusa, Pio, Otuazo, On the Gelibus Ode, Isosia, Atua, Atua, En the Gekusote, En the Etua, Atua, Ella pio otru so su ate iso pi atua ende gege libus ote iso pia atu azo onde gege libus ote iso pia atu azo. Oh Lord God, my Father, let the generative power spirit of life enter into everyone that comes to this summit. Let there be a divine revelation of God inside of man, of the life of God, of the Spirit of God, of the all of God injected into man. The Uzi Akwaza for destiny function, for destiny manifestation, for destiny realization. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it enter, let it enter, let it enter into my, let it enter into my, let it enter into my, let it enter into every soul that you bring to the summit. So I appear unto the Zazu, Ilomo Kutoso Tiatua, Langli Kekutoso, Enzo Pia Atuazo, O Degege Libus Ode, Isopia Atuazo. On the Gekusote, Isopia Atu Azo, Endegege Libus Ode, Isopia Atu Azo, Endegege Libus Ode, Isopia Atu Azo, Endegege Kutuzo, On the Gegelebus Ade, Isopia Atu Azo, Isoprodegege Libus Ode, Isopia Atu Azo, Isopia Atuazo, On the Gagalibus Ode, Isopia Atu Atu and the Gazuzie, Esopruata Gazate, Liandega Atuazo, And the Gagalibus Ode, Isopia Atu Azuzia, Leglosoto, Leglesuzia, Zopron the Gagalibus Ode, Isopia Atu Atu. The coat of all to Gazad is so prone to get a good also is so pre and dog and every art is so prone to get a Libris order is so fear at Azo and the get a Libris order is so fear at Azo and the get a Libris order is so fear at Azo is so fear at Wa and the get a Libris order. Isopia atu azo, Isosa apio otu gazo, On degege libus ote, Isopi indogo likra kuzote, Isopi atua atu azo, En degege kitosu ziato, On degege libus ote, Isopia atu azo, Isopro degege libus ote, Isopon degege kutoso, Indegege Libris Ode, Isopia Atu Ato, Ondegege Libris Ode, Isusia Atu Ate, Isopi Endoko Lika Susia, Endegege Kuto O Susia, Zopia Susie, Endegege Libris Ode, Isopia Atu Azo, and his walk is his ways. He said, neither I my ways, your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. To the natural man, what God has, we also have. We, don't you think we have thoughts? We have ways. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end of it is destruction. But the ways of God, they lead unto life. The way you walk is not the way I walk. Because the ways of God are far beyond anything you and I could imagine. Beloved, the thoughts of the central stage of our imagination is in our mind. And beloved, a mind that is not submissive to God has a limitation. There is how far you can stretch it. Actually, you can say, I can see, I can think 5-10 years. But all those thinking, beloved, they don't establish their realization. But the thinking and the thoughts of God, creation, help you and I to see. They are predetermined, they are concluded before they walk into it. Before you and I started the race, he said, let us make man. All of Genesis chapter 1 was the let us. Beloved, all of Genesis chapter number 1 was the mindset of God that is created. Innovative, what had never existed before. The earth had never seen vegetation. They have never seen any tree. They have never seen any light. Beloved, actually, there was no earth. There was no heavens. So when this divine injection of the breath of life entered into man, the capacity and the divine grace for innovation, for creativity that answers to divine authority, that answers to the divine irresistible power of the Most High God. The visible that shut up from the invisible decrees of God. That was not seen, but yet art produces a result that is seeable. That's why God has cleared our life so that we can stand in this season, beloved, to enforce the divine decrees of the Most High God. There were decrees. Let there be light. The decree that cannot but us get the response. The decree that darkness cannot subject itself to it, or pause, or make to stop happening. The decree that cannot be suppressed. was darkness, and what was visible was unable to pervert our beloved in that divine decree of light from manifesting. Beloved, it was darkness was unable to suppress it. Beloved, so when I pray for the summit this morning, as we did in the midnight hour, I want us to know that injected into the summit, injected into every life that God is bringing, is the very essence of God, the life of God. Beloved, he said, let there be light, life came. Then God was, he separated the light from the darkness. God said, let the earth bring forth grass. The herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its own kind. Specific, completely detailed, clear with precision and very accurate. Decrees are never confused. When we are talking about decrees, they are statements of fact. They have no confusion. They are spoken with precision. Beloved, the decrees are the articulation of the divine vision of God. Articulated statement of fact that nothing can stand against or oppose. Beloved, so it said, let the earth bring forth. It said, bring forth. And was specific. What is the earth bringing for? It will bring forth grass. And let the herb yield seed after its kind. If the herb, if God did not finish that statement, I don't know what would have happened. Some herb would have looked like other things. It's a yield. Let the herb yield seed after its own kind. And the tree yielding fruit. That is why tree has never yielded stone, but God is telling us what decrees mean. Yield, tree yielding fruit. Whose seed is in itself. That is why we can transplant tree today and you come back in 3 months, cut a little branch and put it and plant it into another location, and you come back and the tree grows. And in a year, 2 years, it begins to carry fruit in itself. Did you plant the fruit? Absolutely no. God's divine creative word had established inside of the tree seed that will cause it to regenerate itself continually every time it is planted. And God saw, everything is from a soul. I want us to see what is coming on us. Beloved, we have suffered enough in ignorance. And God said, my people. the invisible vision of God being enforced on the earth. Beloved, there are words that heaven has already concluded. Conclusion in the heart of God that God brought forth unto the earth through the agency of water, and they cannot fail. So everything that is spoke for is so, and he said they were good. And coming to man, when the earth has produced, he said, let is the statement of God. Let. When they make decrees in our nation, they will say, let everybody in this community be loving. When my council tax was about 600 and beloved, it jumped to 1,800 and something. It is a let everybody in this bank with this type of building pay this amount of council tax. It is a decree, a statement that was made. When I start paying a beloved television license, buy television license in this country, maybe it was not even up to £50, but now going to almost £250, can you go and say to the government who made the decree and pass it as a law? Every decree is a law that cannot be revoked. If those laws are revocable, there has to have to have been caveats in the law that says the law is that everybody pay in building but a property, but be property. Everybody pay a council tax of 1,600, 1,400 for carbon tax A or whatever. But they said if you are only the one in the property, then we will give you a discount of this 400 and something pounds. If the property has not been sold and it is empty, it means that you are released during the time that the property was empty and no dweller in it from paying the council tax for that season. So you can put your house in the market. If you don't tell the tax collectors, the council tax collectors, that I have my house in the market and it's not sold, no, it's still not bought at this time frame that this council tax existed, nobody will expect you not to pay for it. Actually, there are people that sell their houses, that they put their houses in the market or they are store tenants there, and they were paying taxes because they were ignorant of the caveat, the blueprint, the detail that is associated to the decree that was passed. So they pay whether there was tenants in their property or no tenants at all. They still pay the husband. But those who have beloved, the understanding of the conditions that were associated to the law, to those decrees, you can go and take the government to court or go and write to them and say, please, this property was vacant at this time, from this time frame, from the time frame. These are the evidences that nobody was in occupants of that particular house. So I don't owe you council tax for that month, because this is the statement that was written according to this decree or this law. So, at this time, I do not owe you. That all statement or the decree because of the caveat becomes not effective for somebody that understands what the decree conditions are. By the divine decrees, beloved, because God must inject into me, that into me, in you, in us, as we appear in the delivery room of prayer, God has already said that everything must answer to us. But what are the caveats that could prevent us from running the race of destiny to obtain? When God said Genesis 1:26. There was no mixes about it. It did not make me like a god. It did not make me beloved like a bird. It did not make me like any other. If God was beside, he said, let us make man, human beings, in our image. So be like us. The first project that looks like God. And what did he say? He said they will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the livestock and all the wild animals of the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Beloved, we have read the Bible. We have heard this word. But what we don't know is that what is in that image? If that's all we have seen, what, beloved, God demonstrated from Genesis chapter number 1, verse 1 to 25, before he descended on man, that must be like him. What was in that image? Beloved, he said, let us make divine decision, divine thought, divine thought provoke divine work. So he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are you my work the same way you work. There are people that are also pilots and beloved because they've done the same thing over and over again. They can close their eyes and do it. They never open themselves up to new information or new, beloved, direction that can change that work, because they put you to put the dot on the eye every day. So you go to work, you just put the dot on the eye. That is your only assignment in the division of labor. But beloved, it puts in us, make us to do stuff without thinking. Coming to Christ does not mean that our thinking pattern has become rubbish, but our thoughts and our imagination has to be submitted to God. So God said, let us. He talked about it, and then he was, and God did what he had talked about, what he thought and he saw. He concluded on what he was thinking, and he said it is now time to go and give it to us. He already saw the picture. The word of the Lord said, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So God saw me. He thought about me. He saw me in the right picture, in the right frame, and he formed me, and he made me. His innovative, his creative power, beloved, manifest by the divine decrees, beloved, that cannot be opposed, that cannot be stopped, that cannot be eaten, because it was concluded before he started it. And he said, I know it. But I work in the field of technology that says, your customer will only know it when they see it. It's all true. But beloved, in a mind that is submitted to God, the thought of it, beloved, will be a thought that sees beyond, see a completed work before it begins to manifest. Because we are going to pray over the summit and over the individual this morning. Beloved, he said, let us make human beings like us. Like us. According to our likeness. complete authority. He gave us authority. Divine decrees will speak with authority, as we saw in Isaiah 55:11, in Isaiah 45:46-10, he said, they were undefeatable authority, they were irresistible authority of his word that will come to pass any hour and any time. He said, let us. And therefore, beloved, you are a complete species of God that God made like him, but there are caveats to the decrees. He said, I give the rulership, because that is what makes everything to answer to God. It has power. It manifested authority over creation. And beloved, and Son God, 27, God created us in his own image, in his own likeness, male, female, he created them, and then he invoked blessings. He said, let them increase, let them be fruitful, let them multiply, fill the earth and govern it. He gave us the administrative privilege over everything that he created. He gave us the ability to increase them beyond the Gekusuzo. He gave us ability to rule and to reign. It takes an authority and invested of power instead of anybody to rule. There was no ruling, there was no reigning without authority and power. So we have rulership. We have authority. Beloved, because we were given dominion over everything so that they subject to us. The God that can never lie. Beloved, so the very purpose he created us is that his world is in God, man, to be all over the earth. Man like God, not the man that remained the just man. And beloved, he said to you and I, as everything created was subjected to him, so was everything he made them to be subjected to us. He made provision available. He said, look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. I have given every green plant as food for all the wild animals. I give plant for food for the animals. I give you fruit trees, beloved, for food. He said, the birds in the sky and the small animal and the scurry along with the ground, everything that has life. And that is what happened. That is what happened. Everything that God said, that is what happened. And so when God now said, I introduce the caveat, the only thing that can prevent you from rulership, from walking in authority, from having power, from fruitfulness and engaging your administrative rights, your rulership, your authority, and your dominion, God said, in number 2, in Genesis chapter number 2, he said, in the same way as everything was completed, the thought was established already, seen, because if he did not see it, he would not have said what he said closing in Genesis chapter number 1. The word of the they saw. And beloved, then it began to form, making visible expression of what it had already seen in the realm of its mind of God. And beloved, the Bible says you and I, we have the mind of Christ. Corinthians 2:16. The mind of Christ is the mind of God. Stay with me. Because as we desire for the summit, we are making desires for ourselves this morning. Heaven and earth were finished down to the last detail, down to the minute detail, finished. The work finished. The work finished before it got started. And God rested. Everything in them was completed. What you don't conclude in your mind, beloved, what your mind is yet to comprehend and grasp, beloved, it is impossible to run it in the race of destiny. Beloved, so they saw. The architect put together a modern house, saw. That house, saw the kitchen, saw, beloved, the toilet, and then somebody passed that model to a bricklayer and said, come on now, go and dig the earth, create the foundation and begin to build until we see destiny. It is important for us to see our destiny before we begin to run the race of destiny. Everything was finished, beloved, so I am a finished product that God just put here to now go and leave what was already finished in the mind of God for me. So I must see what was finished in order for me to allow my life to be patterned, to make my life to be subjected, to be aligned with what heaven has already concluded concerning me. Instead, heaven and earth were finished down to the last detail. And then God begins to make. And then God formed the man. He said, there is something that needed to go into you for you to operate in that same authority and power. Beloved, because in Psalm number 8, the word of the Lord said to us in the book of Psalm number 8, beyond the gekutus and upon the gekutus. Beloved, all that I wanted to say, Lord, for everyone that comes to this summit, inject the divine life of God, activate the divine spirit of God, for us to locate and to be able to run the race of destiny. Inject us with life. Inject us with life. Inject us with the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Inject us with the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That we have the mindset of God. That we have insight and foresight. That we understand the race of destiny. That we run our race according to purpose. That we run our race according to divine purpose. That we run our race not aimlessly but run purposefully. Not aimlessly but run purposefully. Run aimlessly but run purposefully. Running with understanding. Delivering excellent results. Manifesting excellent grace. That manifests the physical. The invisible decrees of God, the invisible, evil call of God for our lives, that which God has seen from the very beginning, let it find expression, find expression, find expression, find expression, Lord, by the divine injection of life, by the divine injection of your spirit, Lord, by the divine injection of your word, in sappia attua ando cucutoso ende che cuto ossia onde che libris ode ende che appia ossicusode isusa attuate ende che cutoso isopi attuaro russusi attua ende meleclus ode ende ne patrucuia in the world accuse my animals. I cared about the greed, but beloved, the care that they have about man is so limited. So the life of man in some places of the earth, beloved, cost them nothing to waste it. Cost them nothing, beloved, to maim it. Cost them nothing to mess with destiny. Cost them nothing, beloved, to degrade life, to cost life to diminish. Cost them nothing. Beloved, because it does not cost the devil nothing, because it was Alpha. The man that looked like God from the beginning. So it would not cost a son anything to be looking for how to waste David. Beloved, and David could say, as you saw yesterday morning, David said, what have I done? What is my sin? Because God is creating a man that will be to his leader that the Savior will come. And son is to the other destroyed because the spirit of the destroyer entered into him from the time the spirit of God departed from him. There are nice people that have embraced the spirit of the destroyer. There are nice people, but they embrace, beloved, the spirit of the devil. There are once good people that became an higher hand and an higher leader, whose motive is to destroy and to waste and to reduce and to make small and cause not to exist again and deny destiny from being established. Beloved, God said, I care about you because inside of you is the genetic code of what I have seen already that you will become. That is why somebody like me have escaped death many times. Because God said, I am interested in that girl. There is something called destiny that I have embedded instead of her. Some devil can perfect my body. It might treat me, it make me to have pain. It might pressure me, it might afflict me. In any way, but God will stop it. He will not let it prevail over me. God! Because inside of you, beloved, is the God who created the heavens and the earth. His agenda and his blueprint. Inside of you, that he will not allow anybody to waste you. That is why you can lift your head up and you can say, devil, you are finished, because the divine genetic code of God has been injected by the spirit of life in Christ Jesus inside of me. I cannot be destroyed. My destiny cannot be wasted. That is why we are praying this morning. Lord, as we come to the labor room of prayer, Lord, let there be an impartation of the genetic order of God. Let there be a release of the divine injection of revelation of Christ's life and Christ's spirit and Christ's word and Christ's ways and grace in the earth and in the life of all men that terminate the fear that cripple us on the race of destiny, that terminate every harassment of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. In Sophia, Novalika Kusos, in Sophia, Atua, on the Gagalibus Oz, in Sophia, Atua. Ende que cutoso, onde que livros ode, Isopia atua. azu. Onde gege di bruso ose. Isopia atu azu. Elapia otu azu. Onde gege di bruso ose. Ende gege di bruso ose. Isusi indoki la broso. Ende gege di bruso ose. Ende gege di bruso ose. Isopia atu azu. Isusi itondo kolikras azu. Ende gege di bruso ose. Isopia atuazo, onde gege librus ose, isopia atuazo, isopia atuazo, ende gege librus ose, isopia atuazo, isuzi endolava suate. So the psalmist would say, when he looked at the visible galaxies of God that he created, when he looked at the sun and the moon and the stars, the visible that answered to the invisible word of God, and they have not failed. He said, what is man that you are mindful of him? What are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them. Yes, you made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority. Everything that was under God, God put under man. And the psalmist begins to name names according to what Genesis has said. It gives the rulership, the dominionship, out all by that breath of God. He made us. So in the divine injection is the divine authority in the injection of his breath. I use injection because it is an instrument that penetrates through the bloodstream, through the skin to the bloodstream. And beloved, its effect is known everywhere in the body. Because it is only where blood cannot touch. Beloved, that injection cannot, the effect of injection cannot reach. The breath of God is the Spirit of God. That God has been upon us. The breath of God. Beloved, he breathed, he injected himself in us. That's why Job could say in Job chapter number 33, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. So the Spirit of God is the breath of God and is the giver of life instead of man. And that life is not our own life. He said, no, you not. That your temple is the living God, is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God dwelleth within you. Somebody will be delivered today, beloved, by their divine, as the Lord has brought us into his presence, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But as he spoke, the same spirit that was present that executes God's law. He formed him and he breathed what is called the spirit of God inside of man, the life of God. Beloved, the recreated power of the Most High God, the power that executes the God word, beloved, that is born at creation, enter into him. Beloved, and God said, I have a job for you to do. The power has got to enter in before he begins to talk about commissioning for work and destiny to fulfill. And God did everything, put everything in motion. You can go and read again your Genesis chapter number 2. And beloved, and God positioned him. He gave a platform. God made provision. God created a platform for oppression. If you say you have a destiny and you have no platform, I don't know. If you say that you are a teacher and there's nobody to teach, you say that you have a business acumen and you are gifted in business and you have no platform to sell your product. If you say that you are an IT person, you have spent 10 years studying and learning the art of IT and you have never found a platform, how can you now fulfill that destiny? So, beloved, God created everything that man must rule over. He put a domain in place. In the domain where the subjects, what man must move over, and he called it, beloved, a platform in Eden, and he brought man there. And the Lord said, as he placed man in the Garden of Eden, and he said, in this domain of oppression, this you must do. Every destiny is a service. We've established it. Destiny assignment is service. And within the service, you have the authority to serve. You have the authority to rule. You have the authority to take charge. So in order for you to take charge, there are things you must take charge over. And the word of the Lord said to him, in this Eden, I want you to turn and watch over it. That is work. Work was created. Destiny is working. Tend your Eden. Watch over it. And he said, but here is the caveat. Everything in Eden is provision for you. Eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are surely to die. The decree, caveat, and exceptions, beloved, they were well articulated. It said the day that you eat, that you break, and you fail from complying. It said lack of compliance to that which is the condition of establishing divine decrees, the condition that will prevent you from having authority, rulership, and taking charge, the condition, beloved, that can stop you from working in the innovative power, creativity that makes all things subject to you, the condition that gives you administrative right, the power to increase and to flourish, the authority to take dominion and to be in charge all the time, that you can be like God and speak like God and have your word established and answer to you as God helps things and answer to God. Everything that I have, God said, I give it to you. But except and rule, and then you add alcohol or output from every exception. Beloved, so when there is an exception in the code, if you set the parameter is that a customer has to put 10 pounds in order to buy a product, if they put 2 pounds, then we get an error message that says, oh, sorry, we cannot sell the product to you because the minimum purchase order is based on 10 pounds. That is an exception. So there is no result. Whenever the exception rule condition, beloved, has not been met. So the exception will declare your error failures. Instead of saying, I put the thing in the shopping basket, I put 2 pounds as a pain, or the quantity was meant to be 5, and you put 1, he says, sorry, we have the product, we can't sell it for you. Man fell. And therefore, they were unable to operate like God. At the beginning, before the failure, when this exception condition was met, Abraham became one that decreed according to the decree of God. Adam. And beloved, the Bible said now, destiny is not for show. I didn't place you on the platform just to watch me do it. I want to do it through you. Now the Lord said it's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him. So the Lord formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky, and he brought them to the man to see what he will call them, and the man chose a name for each one. What he will call them. Because the decree is that I want to see you enforce decree, exercise your ability to operate like God who engages words, beloved, and expect it to deliver according to what was spoken. And the answer to him is said, the first place is that I want you to call. Creativity is calling the things that are not as though they were, and they become. And that is the order of God. He calls the things that were not. And they become. The word of the Lord will say to you and I, Romans chapter number 4. Let's quickly look for that scripture now. Romans chapter number 4. I think I want verse 16 or 17 thereabout. Let me go into that scripture. Romans chapter number 4. To receive it, whether or not we live according to the law of Moses. If we have faith, like Abraham, for Abraham is the father of all who believe, that is what the scripture means when God told him, I have made you father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. God, when we are talking about what he called us to in the race of destiny, beloved, destiny is making what never existed. And beloved, sin is delivered and begin to be a visible manifestation, even though you have never seen it before. That was the journey of Abraham. That was the journey at the beginning. When Adam, God brought things to him, we saw confidence, we saw trust, we saw wisdom, we saw the divine power of God, we saw authority. He was not afraid of what was created, but everything that was created answered to him because he was operating like God. I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, beseech the prevalence and the summit, let there be a supernatural injectivity of the life of God, of the authority of God, of the power of God to rob the race of destiny without fear, without failing, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia Atuazo, Zoprian Dagakutozo, Iston Degagalibrus Ose, Isopia Atuazo, On Degagetusose, Isoprian Dagakutozo. Is torn the Gagalibrus Ode, is appear atuazo, on the Gagalibrus Ode, is appear atuazo, on the Gagalibrus Ode, is appear atuazo, on the Gagalibrus Ode, is appear atuazo, is okay and the Gagalibrus Ode. It was not looking behind us. His back, he knows that God works with precision. God decrees work with divine supernatural articulation of the word he had envisioned. In the mind of Adam, Adam must have seen what he calls it. Proverbs 23, verse 7. He said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God told Abraham, he said, Abraham, in Genesis chapter number 13, beloved, Abraham has compromised the exception to the decrees, the instruction of God. He knows fear. He met with failure. It looks as if love has taken the best part and he has nothing else to take. I expressed something in the presence of the Lord yesterday. I didn't know that the Lord asked me. I said, beloved, I was looking in a particular direction. I know where I was looking. And I said to God, it came out of my spirit. I said, Lord, my life must count. My life must count. It must count for time and eternity. My life must count. My life must count. The race of destiny make you to, they make your life to count. It was commissioned in Eden. He said, here is the job for you. I need you to tend my garden. And in order for you to tend your garden, you need authority, you need power. You need to be able to be creative, innovative. Everything needs to be subjected to you. Everything needs to answer to you. You need to operate in the domain that I gave you and be in charge. Not that they are in charge of you and you are afraid. There are people, beloved, that they are doing marvelous work, but beloved, they are completely swallowed up with fear. And then you see a gate man completely unafraid of the team. And beloved is watching over the chairman and watching over the CEO of countries. Beloved, our prime minister, the protocol officers, don't you get it? They are the personality that go and face the God on behalf of the people that they are looking after. But beloved, those people inside of that house, they might be full of a lot of fear. Just let them something move. They are afraid. I want to pursue destiny without fear. I said to God, my life must count for time and eternity. So world will look at them as the great men, but they were full of fear. If the devil can kill me, he kills me. He tries to kill me every day. Every day. But God does not put my life in the hand of the devil. Why? Because you are no longer a mere man. The divine destiny agenda of God is encoded into you. David said, why are you so mindful? If we will know what we must run after, beloved, which is destiny agenda, the devil that wants to run us out will leave us alone. He will go and look for another address, and you can be free from fear. You don't have to be afraid. I want us to say to the Lord, beloved, because you see in the garden a wild beast. He said, you and I, we are in the world, and we are not of the world. In the world are wild beasts. We are in the world, but you and I are not of the world. Jesus, almost going to Calvary, was saying a prayer before the Father. He prayed for his own disciples. He said in verse number 6, after he had spoken, and for I have glorified you on the earth, by completing the work you have given me to do. He did not do his work halfway. So you cannot die before your time. Let the devil throw his hardest blow. You will still be standing because there is a destiny agenda of God inside of you that cannot fail, that cannot fail. So you can be free today from fear. I have glorified thee on earth by completing the work. Jesus did not break the exception. He met all the exception conditions of remaining in authority even as a man. The Bible says, and the thief coming, beloved, I found nothing in him. The devil came. He's the one in the world. He's the enemy of the church. He's the enemy of destiny. He came and found nothing. He came and found nothing in Christ. He found nothing in Christ. He came. You know it. You know it. I know it. He said the prince of this world coming. And in me, he has nothing. Not anything at all. John 14 verse 30. That is the one we are looking up to. That is why every seed of fear that makes us to look at our back, everything that makes us to run the race of destiny with negativity in the mind. I don't know how God taught the people who are before me, but beloved, I have come to know that God will teach you according to your destiny agenda. He taught Paul, he taught Peter. I want you to say to God, Lord, as every because how are we going to come to the knowledge of this? Jesus, pray to the Father. He had access to the mind of God. In John chapter number 17, he raised his eyes to the heaven in prayer and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. The hour has come, glorify your Son, so that he can give you glory. And beloved, for you have given him authority over everyone. That was the Adamic authority that Adam lost by compromising, by breaking the exception plan. In Christ Jesus, the authority was released back unto us. And Jesus was saying in Matthew 28:18, he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. So what we are talking about at the summit is in order for us to raise, run the race of destiny. There is a divine alertness, awareness inside of every man to know the supernatural, beloved, injectivity of life, of the Spirit of God, of the authority of God, that we run our race, not sheepishly, not sluggishly, not lazily, not weakly, not, beloved, as people that are full of fear and looking at our back, as people that were running endlessly and running without knowing where we are going. Beloved, you are going to say to God, Jesus said, glorify your Son. He was commuting. He said, glorify your Son. He knew the finish line. He knows when the finish line was approaching. But beloved, you don't even, you have not started the starting line. How dare you be afraid of your life? How dare you be afraid, beloved, and you are looking at your back, running, and you are 100 miles, even running forward, but you are 200 kilometers afraid, and it's pulling you back, dragging you down. The wind that was compared with you are walking against you. We are saying, Lord, as your people come to this summit, in the name of Jesus, let there be encounters with the Most High God. Let there be supernatural injection of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Lord, that everyone will become spiritually alert, spiritually aware of the Christ instead of us, who is the hope of glory, and run the race of destiny without fear, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. My father in the Lord was telling me yesterday, he said, do you know that he mentioned the name of the child? He said, when this child was growing, somebody took a pen. We're not talking about physical pain. They put it in the eyes, against the eyes of that child. Like putting an arrow inside of the eyes, and the eyes went blind. He said, God, I present to you three options. Any one you do, it's okay. And he said to God, he said, God, you can repair these eyes and their thoughts come. hears it, and it will look like new. God, I don't want blindness. If I don't want it, it means I don't want it. Lord, anyone you want out of the three oceans, I want what you will. Anyone that you want in the three oceans, anything that will Holy Ghost provoke him, when a child that was seen became blind, a new parent will press into God. He said, three ashes, Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done. This is your word. It talks about creativity. This is your word. It says that you can repair. This is your word. Beloved, and it says, there must not be a defect. Anyone you want to do, it is your word. Let your will, your way, let it be made manifest. And then he said to me, do you know that there is no memory of blindness? You will never have known that that child married now had ever been blind. You never would have known, never. Because there was an injectivity of the life of God inside of him. Very old, over 80. He told me yesterday, he said, somebody came to him. They took him from the hospital. He will tell me continually, he said, God has kept me alive so that I can continue to do the work. Because whenever he talked to me, he told me, I said, do the work. I said, I thought I'm doing the work. I said, do the work. Do the work. And beloved, what did he say to me? This personality that brought him. And beloved, it was so like a skeleton. Every blood that goes into him, beloved, these are people that have said, everything, God, take me. Because they have seen heaven. And beloved, send God, take me, if it is done your will, let me go. But they are so completely supernaturally intelligent, and you are wondering, what is my little life? They are still fulfilling destiny. The third, the fourth finish, they are gone. And this person came from the hospital, they brought in their bundle because blood of those stay in the body. And when they told him that somebody said, they brought somebody to come and see you, he said to them, oh, I don't do deliverance anymore. I don't do this work anymore. And they told the people that brought the fellow. And so they went and told the person, we have to take it away. He said, the man said, I'm not entering that house. I will sit here outside of this house. Let him just pray from outside. I will be healed. They didn't bring it inside, outside. And he said, because you mean that is your faith, you believe that much. And he said to the person, okay, go. You are healed. Beloved, that fellow said, I don't need to even come. The centurion servant said, you don't need to come into my house. Just send a word, because I am a man under authority. I said to one God, and he goes. I said to another, any which way I ordered them, they obeyed me. He knows what you and I have on the inside. to carry me home. The skin went back to be like a new child's bed skin. Beloved, change took place because he believed. Beloved, God from creation showed us faith. No doubt, the caveat, beloved, the exception rule is said if you have faith, beloved, like a grain of mustard seed, you will say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. It shall be so if you do not have any doubt in your heart. Therefore, it means exceptions to authority and the power and the governing right and the governing principle and the power of God to make us good, God's work good in us. Beloved, it's not but one lack of compromise of the truth. Articulated spoken truth of God's word. He said, don't eat of that tree. The day that you eat it, you will begin. You will die. You cut off. What was he cut off from? The life and the spirit of life that made him to be able to run his ways of destiny. He said, it will be cut off. And Mark 11 said, there is another rule, and it's called, beloved, the rule of doubt. When there is doubt and unbelief, it is an enemy of the fulfillment of the word of God. Because it said, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you will say, so it's not that you have a friend that moved the mountain. You will say unto the mountain, you can say, when you believe in your heart, there are personalities that I have made that we call to the progress. And they do say, we have just finished praying. And you say, oh, I'm still believing. So you never believed in the first place. So we are said to God, Lord, prepare the people with the Holy Ghost injection of faith that will cause men to believe in the doings and in the ways and in the word of God, to inject men with the spirit of life that will cause them to begin to take the baton and run the race of destiny without looking back, without fail. Li osi ikekutozo, isopia, atua, atua, ondegege libris ote, isopia, atua, ondegege libris ote, isozia, atua, atua, endegekusote. So Jesus said to the disciples, I'm faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. You must really believe. What you have to know is that for the one who said that you must really believe it's because there are things that are passing and staring down. Beloved, 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 because you are believing in the unseeable, but yet you are confronted with a seeable situation and circumstances that say you can't, you can't, you can't. But inside faith magnifies the invisible above the seeable. Why don't you know? Even as the word of the Lord said, the word of God is magnified. But for the word to be magnified, they have to be seen. That was why I quoted Genesis chapter number 13 earlier. Genesis chapter number 13. The Lord came unto Abraham at the time when he looked as if he had lost everything. and they are the enemy that waste our time and waste our rest. Beloved, I want you, before I read that scripture, you are saying, Lord, reach me, reach everyone that appear in Zion. Lord, every loss from our life, every serpent that wants to deceive us, Lord, to compromise with the exception rule and break the order of the word of God, every doubt and every unbelief, Father, read us, read us, read us, read us, read us, read us of them in the mighty name of Jesus. In the kusuza, let ekutazo, from the pulpit to the pew, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, from the pulpit to the pew, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in so be up to the Lord, in so pronde gagalibus out, in so be up to us, on the gagalibus out, awesome God, in love me could the us. Is so pleased to get to us. Is so pleased to get to us. On the Is so pleased to get to us. On the Gagalibus. Is so pleased to us. On the Is so pleased to get to us. Is so pleased to get to us. Is so pleased to get to us. God said, leave everything in Genesis 12, but he went with Lot. Excesses in his camp. And Lot, when it comes to chosen season, Lot chose for himself the old Jordan Valley to the east of them. He went there with his flocks and servants and father company with his uncle Abraham. So Abraham settled in the land of Canaan, and Lot moved his tents to a place near Sodom and settled among the cities of the plain. The plain area is a seaful area. It is the green field. Beloved, he saw what was already dead, but he saw it when it was still alive. Beloved, physically, but spiritually, that was a dead city. That was a city that carries judgment. The laws of personalities, beloved, that live by what they see physically, and they don't have spiritual insight, and they are a danger to anybody's race. Beloved, and you will see that Canaan was where they were born. At that same time, the promised land that God wanted to take Abraham to, but he didn't know. Contention and strife has blocked him from knowing, because the servants of Lot and the servants of Abraham were fighting. So strife, we are talking about the caveat, beloved, what makes the crystal to be established. Abraham had said, let us not allow this conflict to come between us and our ex-men. After all, we are families. Because it is an enemy for established decree. He said, take the left, I will take the right. If you prefer the land on the right side, and I will go to the left. Anyone you will, even if I have to lose in the interim, it's okay. But he knows he carried lost, did not have a covenant. God didn't speak to him. You that are yoked with Christ, you are the one that are the carriers of covenant. So you are not to permit any stranger who has no insight to come. rivers of Jordan, everything will grow there. He didn't know that there is judgment upon that place already. It chose wrong. There are personalities in our lives that point our attention to the seeable, so that the unseen word of God, what is yet to make manifest, is marginalized, is despised, and the way the visible situation above the unseen power of God that is able to produce and deliver what was beloved, needed in the race of our destiny. I want God to detach me from such fellow, whether it is even you. Yourself, you want to say, Lord, without doubt that this which I see does not look like a destiny mandate. This crawling, because of what I see, I despise what your word has said. Lord, show me mercy. Forgive me and deal with this situation in my life. Detach me from myself, from the negativity that I saw. So engaging the mind of Lord was a pondering on the seeable. When the mind was meant to be submitted unto God, in order to take what is in the mind of God and think through it, in order to see through it and walk in it. He did it. What he saw was the to be destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and he liked it. You have sent every visible demonic orchestrated event that makes anyone that comes to the summit attractive and subjective to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, to anything that already carried the sentence of judgment, the sentence of death into. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let such arrangement fail. Let it be destroyed. Let such arrangement fail. Let it be destroyed. Let such arrangement fail. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it shall be endokukutoso. It shall prondegekutoso. It's so pia atugazo. It's so nika kutondo nika kutoso. It's so atua atua nika kutoso. Si antronde nika kutazate. Beloved, it chose wrong. Its choices were wrong. It was mercy that rescued him from Sodom and Gomorrah. But look at a man that separated himself from destiny paralysis, separated himself from what could cause destiny unachieved and destiny unknown, even when you are in your destiny. He was in the destined place, but because of the wrong company, wrong associates, where they are always causing war and strife, where they are always provoking their own servants unto trouble, he came into Canaan. He did it because God did not speak to him in Genesis chapter number 12 that the land I'm taking you is Canaan. He didn't. He said to a land that I will show you. So he departed from Abraham verse 12, and Abraham settled in the land of Canaan. And Lot moved his tent to a place that Sodom and settled among the cities of the place. But the people of this area were extremely wicked and constantly sinning against the Lord. Beloved, why won't you be attracted to a place where they are completely described as wicked in an extreme way against God, and they were unashamed in their open sin before God? They were doing it is the beginning of the wisdom of God. And Lot settled there. Lot was comfortable in the most unholy place. Our beloved, can destiny be materialized? Beloved, so he is also day by day looking at those people. I want you to know that everybody loves to run the race of destiny, but their personalities that are coming to the summit and departing of their life, they are always lured to wrong relationship and wrong location and wrong association. Beloved, they are only exposed to deadness and deadlock and sabotage the race of destiny, and they are always needing a rescue and a bailout because they have been redirected and they have taken the wrong turn. I want you to say, Lord, inject into them, Lord, the divine life and the divine spirit of God, that we reorchestrate this, their step in the pathway of destiny, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sophie Aqua Atuazo, on the Gagalibus Oto, Usopia Atua Asotoze, Lekakutozo, Isapia, and that could be you, that could be your sister, that could be a brother, that could be anybody. You are said, Lord, by the divine injection of your spirit and of your life, inside of every attendee at the summit, Lord, terminate every association, every decision that is contrary to your word, was arrangement of the enemy that attracts men to the wrong people, to the wrong places, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It shall be acquired. On the Gagalibus Ode, Isopia Atuazo, Seprende Gekutozo, Istondi Gekutozo, Isopia Atuazo, On the Gagalibus Ode, Isopia Atuazo, Ende Gekutozo, Isopia Atuazo, Zoproto, On the Gekutozo, Isopia Atuazo, the righteous man in the wrong location cannot bring forth the right result. It means that the righteous man is suffering in his mind, in his hand, in the proof of his hand. God has to come and rescue a lot from that place. But beloved, for time was separated, and then God appeared. Sentiment attached Lot to Abraham. If you know what sentiment has caused in my life, almost cost me my life. Sentiment. God does not distribute pain. God cures from pain. But sentiment is an attraction to pain, to problems. It attracts us to what God has not designed for us to work in. Pain, problem. But when sentiment's result was seen, which gives birth to strife and gives birth to problems, and beloved, Abraham said, I can't take this anymore. You have to be tired. We are coming into the presence of the Lord with an enough spirit. I am tired of lack of fulfillment of destiny. I am tired of confusion. I am tired of conflict. I am tired of pain. I am tired of this shame. Lord, show me the root cause of this pain and of this problem. So Andu Gekutozo, Isusa, Pia Otugazade, Istonde Gekutuzotia, Ilobakuto Osusiatua, Endegege Libruso Ode, Isopia Atuazo, Ondege Gekutozo, Dengekuta Gazi Atua. Abraham knows that a lot is at stake, covenant is at stake, destiny is at stake. If he allows strife to continue, God shut him. Beloved, Lot was looking at the physical. Abraham was saying, I need to see the spiritual. And Lot, as soon as he had gone, the Lord said to him, he had the voice of the Lord. direction, north, south, east, and west. I am giving you all this land as far as you can see to you and your descendants as a permanent possession. And I will give you so many descendants like the dust of the earth, and they cannot be counted. Go and walk through the land in every direction, for I am giving it to you. Our beloved, can he physically do that? Even if it is a man, don't you know when you are doing your exercise and you go to the gym, how many hours do you run on the treadmill? Even if we say, Pastor Ellis, you come and do a walk, beloved, round the sitting bone. Beloved, I don't know. I must put some money in my account, in my bank, so that when I'm tired running, I can cross to the other road and take a bus to take me back home, or take a taxi to take me back home. What God took him is the journey of the realm of the spirit to see the platform of destiny that he has given to him, and so that he can begin to see beyond what meets the eye. In that time, the land was not vacant. There are people yet in the land. Beloved, in that time, Canaan does not look like a place where the fruits of that land, the grace of the land, what harvest is carried by two people. It does not look like it. And he carried fruitfulness, carried promises of flourishing, promises of being a blessing to the nation. And God said, this is the domain, this is the platform. So God has to engage him to see the way the land is going to be in the future, to see the length and the breadth of that land. Beloved, destiny requires divine envisionment. That is why you saw the Habakkuk 2. He said, write the vision down. That is why it would take. And Moses answered, go back to your Pharaoh. I'm sending you to go and confront him. I made you a God to him. In the revelation, they have seen these things before they embark on the journey. It's a destiny you don't see, you cannot. A business owner, when you are going to go out to the bank and you are saying, I want to start a business, they will ask you to do a projection. What they were seeing is that you see a picture about 5 years down the line. The first year of your business, what are your expectations? The second year, what do you think would have happened? How much of your clientele would have increased? How popular is your product is going to be? How much are you going to spend on your staffing? How much expansion do you expect? How do we track that what you said you see, you can see in your business? We can turn it into an investment that we need, that we know that that investment, we won't borrow you money and we don't have any way of us getting the money back. What they were asking is do a visual projection, a financial projection that shows your visual envisionment of your dream in your business. So many people will go to the bank and say, give me money. I want to start a new business. I have started this business. This is the first year or second year to move forward. I need some money. And this is a genuine, legitimate business. But when you articulated your financial projection, they say, if we put money here, it's going to be a waste. Because you cannot even articulate it. You are really, you are not properly coordinated. So the man said, I can't give you money. You have a good idea, but yes, they will give money to the Dangote. They will give money to Richard Branson. They will give money, beloved, to the people that already make it because they have learned the art of envisioning. They hire men to think for them. And if you know the mind of those who have faced so much attack, it's the mindset of believers that have struggled with the ability to be able to think right. Jesus is saying, guard your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life. From the to evil and engage its mindset. He made them see wrongly. Abraham saw in the realms of the spirit. He engaged his mind to the mind of God. He saw that kingdom, even though it doesn't look like it physically, but he looked beyond the visible to see what kingdom will be in the future. Destiny not yet seen. And the word that we are talking about, the word of faith, beloved, it makes you and I to see in the seeable of the eyes of our mind what is yet to take place in the natural. That is why it says that faith shows, it was the level one, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of the things we cannot see. To their faith, the people in the days of old had a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, God's decree, God's beloved, God's statement, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. So when the injection of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus activates the life of God in us, Jesus will say that I have access to everything that my Father owns, and the Lord showed it to me. He said he will show me even greater things than this, and for me to do greater works than that which Christ has done. My Father must make me a custodian of his divine secret. And he said it is available to those who fear him. If you fear God, you will not need to fear the enemy. You are sent to the Lord this morning. For every soul that appears in the summit, they must not see man. They must not see themselves the way they came. Lord, let them see according to destiny and visionment. 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 Let us speak to our Degakusos, Ethiopia, Atuazo, on Degakalibus, Ethiopia, Atuazo. On the Gagacusoso, Isopia, Atuazo, Iston de Gagalibus Ode, Isopia, Atuazo, Elapia, Atuazo, On the Gagalibus Ode, Isopia, Atuazo, Ozopron de Gagalibus Ode, Isopia, Atuazo, and the Gacusoso, Iston Monagacusoso, Isopia to Hosa. Joshua and Caleb, they saw the land well. But others said, we saw in our own sight, we are like grasshoppers. Numbers chapter number 13, you can go and read it at your own time. They said the land is good. We saw giants, physical entities. And even in our own eyes, compared with the giants in the land, we are like grasshoppers. How can you start a project with negativity? They kill passion in themselves and they affected the whole company of people. They made happy people sad by their negative report. Because the eyes of alive, not these physical two balls, it is how we see. How we see from God's perspective. Our Lord saw, manipulated by the physical, beloved, and paralyzed his ability to see well according to the divine perception of God. That's why when we make decisions based on sight, they never deliver eternal values. based on what he sees. And that's why we needed God today. We need the hand of God as we come to the summit. I don't know how the summit is going to turn, but it's going to turn in the way of God. Beloved, yes, God, we have a problem, we have a schedule, but if God says sing all the way, we are going to sing and dance. If God said to us this is the way, that is why you see over the month, God, over 3 months now, God has been speaking on this altar. So we are coming to a face-to-face meeting. That destiny outcome must be delivered before you begin to run that race. You must be able to touch your own race. You must be able to see your run, running it, and then you start. It's that destiny agenda is always completed before it engages. You are saying to the Lord, the God who created the heavens and the earth, Lord, as we come, that's your fire of intercession. Zechariah 12:10 talks about the grace, the spirit of supplication, and the grace of God being poured upon us, because Zechariah, beloved, chapter number 4, verse 6, it says, it is not by might, neither is it by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It takes a spiritual man to be able to discern spiritual things. That is why Jesus said the word is spirit and is life. That is why the journey of creation with Adam started with God injecting his breath, the spirit of God, instead of man. So that man can know how to govern, how to rule, how to embark on the journey of destiny. You are saying to the Lord, let the fire of the Holy Spirit saturate to the Barbarous Hotel, this room, every individual that appear in Zion, from the altar to the pew, from the pulpit to the pew, to the ushers, to the singers, to the instrumentalists, to the ministers, to the ministries, Lord, to the coordinators, to every service team member, Lord, let there be an outpouring of your spirit. Let your glory descend. Let your fire fall. Lord, that makes it impossible for any satanic higher hand or higher leader, Lord, to get ground. Lucy and Bonnie Gacuso to us. Jesus, the Atua, Atua, Azo. It's done, Degaga, Libus, Oz. It's Sophia, Atua, Azo, Tua. Lend, Lossusia. And the Lobus Art is Sophia Atuga also. And then again, Libus Art is Sophia Atugazad. Men developing spiritual mindset are not carnal mindset that only look at the physical. That's why I can't stand it when I see people, they come to church or they come to meetings, and they look as if they've been beating them all night. Beloved, you don't know it. I came back from hospital 8:30 p.m. 2 days ago. Yesterday I was in hospital. But yet I have a summit. I stood here to serve you, and the enemy thought he was going to kill me. But I am still here. And so when you come into the presence of God, you must know why you come and before whom you come. You can't have destiny and the devil thinking they can paralyze you or they can kill you anyhow. Got up from the hospital 2 days ago, 8:30. When they catch me and get me all the bad reports you can think of, I know what my Redeemer said to me. And every report of the devil was negated by wisdom. That does not come from man, but that came from God. You can keep me in hospital, you still can't stop me praying. As long as I have my mouth, I can pray. When our perception is right and we understand what destiny call means, and the doctor said, don't bring your car, somebody must be. I said, who? I will drive myself. Nobody will bring me. I will drive myself. In that hospital, I was still serving God. In that place, by the covenant of the mercy of God, my work was not stopped. But yet, I'm dealing with issues that were nothing compared to, beloved, was zero compared to what I was dealing with. And it looks like the old house is going to crack. The word of the Lord said, to whom much is given, much is required. You can't be wasted. You cannot be stopped. When you know what destiny race is, beloved, you will put your life at it. And nothing is permitted to stop you. Beloved, so where we need to have victory over is the mind. It's not spiritual sickness. That it is in the spirit. I did see it physically. I was feeling it. I saw it. I saw what the enemy was trying, but God assured me it is absolutely zero. I just said to God, the very thing that makes the enemy want to try to kill me all the time, that is the very reason why I must stand forever. The serpent was the shrewd man. He didn't engage man in the act, but engage the mind of man in order to derail him and to displace him and make him to fail. The divine word of God, the instruction of divine decree, it also a man that manifested God outrightly, that exercised the authority and dominion, exercised the supernatural intelligence. So you can't say that I run a little bit and then the devil came after me and then I thought I can run no more. You are just starting out. Engage the mindset of Eve. It makes us to look at what is the evil. And make her to see challenge. I was telling my father in the Lord yesterday, I said, in the midst of my challenge, before I went, we were praying for a situation, beloved, and I saw with my own eyes of the Spirit, I saw God creating a part of the body, fresh. And I said to that fellow, I said, look, I just saw a new creativity taking place now. Look, everything is normal and perfect. In the sign that the Lord showed me, he has created it. That is what made him to begin to tell me about what he had when he had his own children. And beloved, and the enemy attacked the eyes, and the eyes was blind. When you carry a destiny, the enemy tried to go after you. This Adam and Eve, they carry destiny that you and I need to key into. But beloved, their mindset, the enemy engages and makes them to do the deeds that make them to compromise with the divine decrees of God. So they suffer. They were displaced in destiny. I want us to rise up, because the first Adam might have failed. The second Adam is Christ Jesus, beloved, and he has restored us back. It was the one who said, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. He has brought us back. He's the last Adam. Is the final authority, and is the one that says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. It's so zigatua, and God is spirit. He said, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. How do you feed on him? Feeding on his word. Feeding on his word. Feeding on his word. I want us to know that that word is, that is a life-giving spirit. He says so also in this reason. In 1 Corinthians 15:45, the first man Adam became a living soul, having an active life, agent and component of God, beloved supernatural abilities and qualities of God. Instead of him, he said the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not for us, but the natural, then the spiritual. In the order of Christ, he came as human being first. And when he died, he rose up again. He said, I am the life-giving spirit. I am the resurrection and the life. John chapter number 11, verse 25. John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this is talking about your life being able to matter now and having eternal significance? You want to say to God, Lord, we need encounters with you. Let the fire of your divine revelation look from the edge, the heart, and the being of everyone that comes up to the summit. Lord, take over. Take all of that meeting. Lord, take over and take all of that meeting. Take over and take all of that meeting. Take over and take all of that meeting. In the mighty name of Jesus. My situation 2 days ago was so funny. The consultant said all the rubbish. I was going to walk away, and I took the register and said, your service is unacceptable. And the consultant, I said, everything that she said, I will take her up on it. I said, this is the second time I meet this consultant. I said, I am a Christian, I'm a pastor. I said, your approach is wrong, and everything that you said is out of it. It's not mine. I am not going up with it. And they begin to beg me, may you never be a victim in the hands of wicked people. How can an hospital be telling me? I say, it is the end of the day, we are tired. You're tired, you are dealing with life. You are tired, you told me to endure so. That God has to begin to come into my space and begin to tell me what I must say to them. They begged me from the place of consultation. They saw me to the place where I'm going to pay for my car park. The nurses were following me. In the middle of the night, I finished the prayer. I called again. I said, this is what I was told. It is a belief, not mine. It's not mine. I know what destiny plan is. So I cannot embrace decrees of darkness. It is not possible. And everyone intervened with simple wisdom. And I didn't get that wisdom until I finished. If I didn't serve you yesterday, if I didn't come on this altar in the morning, I will not have the wisdom to know what to do, because they scatter everything. But God put everything together, and every one of their devil's decree was gone. I want you to know that the same Christ, by his word, is on the inside of you. It's not a respecter of person. So encounters at the summit with destiny is an encounter with God, because destiny does not self-exist. God coded it there. That is why you are saved. in Christ the Word is life. And that life is the light of mankind. In Christ the Word is life. And that life is an illumination. It takes illumination to see light. To see. As the word of the Lord says, we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Who has had the mind of Christ. That he can instruct him. The unspiritual being cannot understand spiritual matters. So it takes a mind that knows, beloved, and embraces God to have the divine access to what destiny is going to unravel, to operate with decrees that cannot be fail, that cannot fail. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can we know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who has not the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And that mindset is a mind of God that sees, beloved, things before we step into it. Sees the concluded matter about our destiny before we begin to run that race. Why don't you say to God, let every satanically arranged scales in the eyes of any man that comes to the summit fall off? One of the things that the Lord told me nobody will be able to hide. You can't hide something else and go and take it and go back with the devil. No. Every devil that you drop, you will no longer be able to have in your life again the thunder and the fire of God. We locate them for their destruction in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Zepion dege kutozozia. En dege ge libros oote. Izopia atu azo. On dege ge libros oote. Izopia atu azo. On dege ge libros oote. En dege atu. En dege ge libros oote. Etua. En dege kutozoote. Etua. Is sopro also the art on the libus orte is zopia at the orte. So beloved, when they were commissioning the disciples for destiny, it was not based on I'll give you money so that you can run the race of destiny. I told you on this altar over and over again. My Father in the Lord, whenever he wants to pray for me, he will just say to me continually, more power, Lord. Boy. What will say, do the work. What will say, more power, Lord. I realize that to do the work, I need more power. It's not about money. When you have power, money will come. Every resource that you need will come. Beloved, because in order to have power, you need to access God. And when you access God, silver and gold belongs to God. He owns the cattle upon a thousand hills. He might have it in the hand of people. But beloved, it belongs to God. And those who refuse to give what is required in order for the purpose of God to be established, we know who owns what is in the hand of man. Whether it is God or it is not God. But my business is to do the work. My business is to locate power. That is why I get angry when I say to people, you have this good dream and it is God, go and do it. I say, oh, I don't have this. Until you step out, you will not see the rainbow that God has chosen to take care of what you need to fulfill destiny. Moses stepped out in the time, in the unlikely time, to start the race of destiny. He didn't go to Pharaoh with anything apart from the rod. But look at how God worked with him. Spiritually was feeding the people 40 years. He clothed them. They do not. They were not sick. Nothing was wrong with them. There are dimensions of destiny, arrangement of God that we need to come into. And that is saying to you, not even you, not even resources can limit you or stand in your way of fulfilling destiny. Because as long as the Father has commissioned it, He will do it. Until He started in the time of famine, He started the race of destiny in 1 Kings chapter number 17. Elijah, the word of the Lord said, as surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, the God I serve, there will be no dew or rain during the next few years until I give the word. And then the Lord said to Elijah, you've spoken right, eh? Go to the east and hide by Kerith Brook, near where it enters the Jordan River. Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food. God will mandate people that He will use for our destiny. Don't let anybody cripple your dream. Don't let anybody discourage you. It doesn't matter. Take the step. Take the step. You can't come to the summit and go back to the scuffer to say, take the step. You are not a grasshopper. Read yourself of the grasshopper mentality. The one who encoded the destiny plan in you is God. And everything lies up to Him. Beloved, until He makes a statement, a decree absolute, irresistible command of the word of God, God never said nothing to Him until He spoke in alignment with the word of God, because the people have stood and they have deviated from the ways of God. So His decree that He spoke, God said, you have spoken right. Look, there is provision for you. As the Kirak book was very explicit and said, here it is. God came to Him again when the book was going to finish. Who has ever known that rebel can bring bread and meat? There are spiritual instruments of God that God will use for His own glory. And that is why you are going to join with me as we say to the Lord, Ancient of Days, Lord, give everyone at the summit a supernatural encounter. Whether small or old, whether big or small, whether male or female, whether old men or young men, whether they are mothers or single parents, give us a destiny encounter. It's not a conference. It is a summit. It is a delivery room of prayer. Heaven must be brought to us and for the name of the Lord to be glorified. So Elijah did as the Lord told him. And beloved, as God said, he did. He obeyed. It's a place where instruction will be given, that for those who obey it, they will be returning with testimonies upon testimonies, because the decree of God cannot fail. You are said to the Lord, Lord, let the doing out of God, Lord, be injected by the Spirit of God inside of man, the power of God that enable man to walk in obedience to the word of God and see the manifestation of the doings of God. Lord, let it come upon every attendee, from the ministers to the ministry, to the members, to the service team, in the mighty name. up to 11 o'clock when the service team and the covenant partners are going to come back for impartation. And that session will be shared between myself and Pastor Ayo, even in the evening time. But love everyone, our focus is on this summit. When Jesus appeared to his disciples, and he was eating with them, he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised, as I told you before. John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. God baptized you with water. He didn't say you will be baptized with money. He didn't say you'll be baptized. Baptized means saturated, be submerged, be taken over, be completely engulfed. He said you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That is power. You will be baptized and empowered and united with the Holy Spirit not long from now. The ingredient, the power, the breath of God, the power of God that makes man to operate like God, he said, is coming upon you. Stay there, stay there, stay there, stay there. Don't go. Don't be at the summit and be in your kitchen at home at the same time. Don't be at the summit of the prayer line and beloved, you are in 250 places at the same time. Not just physically, but in the mind. And yes, the man is with you, and we and beloved, we really don't have the substance because it was just mouth. There was no heart and mouth connection. And therefore, we don't get the result of beloved, you witchy, because we saw the physical condition and they magnified themselves. He said, look, stay here. Beloved, he was talking with them about the kingdom of God. They were talking about the physical kingdom. They were looking at the visible. He was talking about the spiritual. And beloved, he said, you don't get it. Oh, Monkaka. He said, I'm talking about the kingdom. Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And beloved, they said to him, they still don't get it. They said, in verse number 6, when the devil will come together, they asked of him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? They want their own kingdom. In Babel, they build their own kingdom. God scatter it. They gave themselves their own destiny. God frustrated it. God said, you are building an empire that does not look like me. I don't have my hand in this. He said, because you are agreeing together to do it. It might be possible to do it. I better scatter you. Destiny is building according to God's pattern and according to God's purpose. Jesus said to them, I am talking to you. He showed them infallible proofs. Verse number 3. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. And he told them, you need power to operate in this kingdom. That kingdom is a kingdom that has got the sovereignty, has got the rulership, has got the power. Beloved, that everything subject itself to. It doesn't mean that nothing, it doesn't say that the devil does not try. It says we are in the world. We are not of the world. It says, Father, keep them by thy word, because your word is truth. That is the decree absolute that cannot fail. And the word of the Lord says, so when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, they were bombarding him, when are you going to restore unto Israel our own kingdom, the kingdom of man, the rulership of man? He replied, the Father alone has the authority to send those dates and time. you to know, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Beloved, and after he told them, he departed from them. He left. He had told them you will get power. And what they got to turn their world right side up, beloved, is the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't put the cart before the horse, because the horse will press it down. Beloved, but the horse must go first so that the cart can follow. Beloved, the power of God is so needful in our day, whether for salvation, it's part of the destiny arrangement. Beloved, whether it is healing, whether it is recovery, whether it is supernatural health, if you look for everything that is man and you don't look for God's thing, beloved, you have what does not have the eternal value and that cannot last for life. That is where people can be rich and be crazy at the same time. That is where people can be achieving and be fearful at the same time. But a man that they consider unachieved, unattaining anything, they are bold like a lion and they were doing expert because they know God. Beloved, so a no-color man can become a significant man tomorrow. As long as you know, Jesus, these people could not see right. So if they were focusing on the earthly kingdom, he said the one that has the heavenly kingdom in perspective is the one that will rule the earth. Beloved, just wait for me. You can despise me now. You can marginalize me now. It is okay. I am coming. God is still working. And when he gets me there, you will know. So that is the attitude that the people that come to the summit must have, and never to be intimidated or marginalized again. Beloved, because man is not defined by the abundance of his possession. But your definition, beloved, is about the Christ that you know and his destiny arrangement for you that you are walking in. Beloved, lift up your voice. And for today, we have said to the Lord, from the beginning of the summit to its end, Lord, let the power of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the fire of God, the glory of God, Lord, magnetize the heart of every man, magnetize every activities and every doings of God, even at the summit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is so beyond the cause. Zeprina custos of the art, Lenge to Gazate, is so pronde gecutoso, Uso prianda gacutoso, is so prianda gecutoso, is tonda da licacutosa, is so pronde gecutoso, is so potogolica gusate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Will you thank God with me? Can we thank God for what he has done this morning, what he has done all week? Can we thank God for those people that showed up from Monday to Friday to hold my hand and to join together with me as we pray together for the summit? For me, if for to call those people, it is humbling, because I thought that what I do, even the covenant partners meeting, it is humbling, because when God gives this instruction, they are to be followed. Whether I like it or not, I do whatever he said to me. But for those who have been faithful, I decree and declare that every record is on your behalf. And beloved, translated it for you, for answers, for solutions, for progress, for lifting, for rejoicing, for breakthrough, for release into your glorious destiny, for the perfection of all that pertains to you. And nothing shall be broken, nothing shall be battered, something shall be busted in your life ever again. In the mighty name of Jesus, you deny yourself of sleep in order to spend that time. So that we are on the altar for 2 hours, for 3 hours, and yet you come back in the 5 a.m. You are not crazy. Everything that you have banked in heaven, heaven will recognize it on your account and translate it to you and for you to what money can buy and what money cannot buy. So it will translate it for favor. It will translate it for fruitfulness, for increase, for healing, for recovery, for divine help, for divine grace. Lord Jesus, for every soul that has appeared in Zion on this occasion, as we begin to pray for the servant, Lord, I decree and declare, a laborer is worthy of double honor, the double portion of everything that you have prepared, Lord, at the summit. Let it begin to find expression in the life of every man, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, gracious Heavenly Father. Lord, we are excited. Lord, because your decree absolute, Lord, that releases men into destiny. You have injected your life-giving spirit inside of us. Therefore, everything that submits to you, they submit to us as we appear in Zion on the summit day. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, my Father, even as the covenant partners and the service team come on this altar, even at 9 to 11 o'clock today, let your glory fill this place. Let the anointing and the unction of the Holy Spirit be tangibly present. Let there be divine articulation of the supernatural decrees of God that cannot be resisted. Let the fire of your spirit that cannot be opposed, aroused, intimidated, afflicted, disturbed, distorted, and troubled. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let it be released upon this commission and upon our service team members, upon the covenant partners that you have allotted to be part of this commission. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Now unto you, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my Father and my God, I gave you the privilege, honor, and position to serve you as I serve your people. The one who is the one that I speak, the one that take, oh God, the instrument of my life and of my mouth, Lord, to articulate your word, Lord, that you have not made to be scarce in our days. Lord, thank you for the open heaven. Thank you for divine precision and accuracy. Thank you for divine articulation and great grace to utter your word that cannot be altered by any satanic force or any demonic power. Lord, thank you for the fire of your spirit that cannot be opposed, that cannot be denied, but that goes forth to manifest your power that executes your word. Lord, I thank you that you will yet do today exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine or pray for. For you performed your word unto your servant, and you execute your word that you have sent me to declare. Lord, and you performed that to perfection, nothing missing and nothing broken. That what heaven has already decreed, and what heaven has already concluded, has been decreed and declared. Therefore, I release that to go forth to have a visible expression with divine speed that cannot fail. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we are.